So here we have an example in InfoCrystal where we're comparing five different sets, and in the very center we have the ones that are in all five of them. Then a little further away from the periphery we have the rectangles, that means it satisfies four of the five. Then the triangles, which is three of the five, and then the rectangles that are two of the five, and finally the circles that are one of five. Now one thing to keep in mind is if a certain color is not present, it means it's not there. So implicitly we're specifying actually the knot. In a moment this will become clearer. Just to show you how one can generalize this representation so it can be used to represent all the possible intersections or overlaps between